Tonight's Ramban discusses a very perplexing conversation between Moshe and Hashem at the burning bush after Hashem introduces himself to Moshe and charges Moshe with returning to Mitzrayim to redeem the Jewish people. Moshe says to him, but when I get there and I tell the people that the God of their fathers has sent me to redeem you, the Amruli Mashmo, they're going to ask me, what's his name? What's the name of this God? Ma Omar Alehem, says Moshe to Hashem, what should I tell them? What should I tell them is your name? Vayomer Elokim Moshe, Hashem responds, Ehaya Asher Ehaya, tell them, I will be that which I will be. Which is, some of the same as we'll see, is an actual name of Hashem, translated, I will be as I will be. Tell them that's who is sending you to redeem them. Very difficult dialogue. What did Moshe mean when he said, what was his concern? The people are going to want to know what your name is, what should I tell them? And Hashem gives them a name which we don't really find anywhere else in Chumash as the name of Hashem. What is this dialogue about? So the Ramban has a very lengthy discussion here about these psukim, and I'd like to share, he says more than this, but three approaches to this series of psukim. One of the approaches that he gives is from Reb Sadia Gaon and the Rambam. The Rambam and Reb Sadia Gaon both understand that this response of I will be, that which I will be, is defining the nature of Hashem. It's defining his essence as Hu Rishon Vuhu Achron. He's the first, he's the last, he's Roi HaMetzias, he's that which is required, the existence of the world, he's required in the world, even though the world is not required from him. Meaning that he has to be, in the Rambam's language, the Nimsa HaRishon, the first concept of existence, that which always has existed, always will exist, the essence of Hashem, which is a much lengthy discussion for now, but this phrase of Hashem's response of tell the people, I will be that which I will be, is in effect defining himself as the first cause, the last cause, that which always existed, has existed, and has to be in existence at all times. The Ramban says that while that fits the words of the Psukim, there's a problem with this explanation, because if what Moshe was returning to the Jewish people and was responding to them with the essence of Hashem, this would require then a lengthy proof process. As we know, there have been books and books and books written about this idea, whether or not the Ribbono Shel Olam does exist, doesn't exist, the proofs. So if he came to the Jewish people and said, the God who has always existed and always will exist has sent me, it would also then come with all the proofs which would have to exist. Says the Ramban, it's not mashma in the pasuk. It doesn't sound like Moshe was coming with a long, lengthy argument. It sounds like all that he said was, the name of Hashem, I will be, that which I will be has sent me. And that's it. That in itself is all the proof necessary. Not that that comes along with this whole lengthy dialogue of all types of proofs that Hashem has existed and always will exist. So therefore the Ramban doesn't like that approach, that this name refers to the essence of Hashem, and that what Moshe was doing was giving a philosophical, theological understanding of the nature of Hashem. Says the Ramban, he turns to Rashi's approach. Rashi approaches this pasuk based on the Medrash. And the Medrash says, a very strange Medrash at first glance, which the Ramban explains. The Medrash says, you know what this phrase means, I will be that which I will be? Ehaya imam bitzorazos. I am with you and will be with you in this difficult time. Right now you're in the servitude of Mitzrayim. I will be with you with this. And Asher Ehaya imam b'shibur acher shar malchus, and I'll be with them also for all the other difficulties that they'll have, all the other subjugations, all the other slaveries, all the other problems. I'll be with them in this one, and I'll be with them in the other ones. Continues the Medrash, and Moshe says to Hashem, why are you telling them that? It's not enough that they're suffering now. You have to tell them you're going to be with them with other sufferings as well. To which Hashem says, you know what, you're right. And that's why the pasuk concludes, Kosoma levnei yishol ehaye shlochoni aleichem. Only one time the word, I will be with them. We don't have to mention the other ones, we'll only mention this one. Says the Ramban, you know what the explanation of this medrash, a beautiful explanation, says the Ramban. Why is Hashem saying, I'm with this tzar? What has that answered the question? Moshe wanted to know, what's your name? And he answers by telling him, I'm with you in this problem, I'll be with you in that problem. Says the Ramban, the response is, you don't need to know my name. You want to know whether or not I exist, you want to know whether or not I'm real, whether or not I control the world, whether or not I'm in charge of everything. Do you want to know the biggest proof, says the Ramban? You'll see, I'm with you in this trouble, when you call out to me, I'll answer you. And you'll have other tzaras, and I'll call out, and I'll answer to you. And the biggest proof, says the Ramban, what the Medrash is teaching us here, you want to know about the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you'll see in the existence of the Jewish people throughout all history, every trouble you'll have, every problem, you'll call out and I'll answer, you'll continue to exist and I'll be with you. That's the greatest proof, says the Ramban. Eimahem tzorach l'raya acheres. You don't need any other proof to the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki ehaya imohem b'chol tzarosam. I will always be with them and they will always consider and continue to exist. Says the Rambam, this approach of the Medrash means that Hashem is not really giving His name. When the Jewish people say, "Who is sending for us?" His response of, "I'll be with you, I am, and I will be with you as I will be with you," is not a name of Hashem. It's a proof of my existence that you'll see I'll always be with you, more than defining Himself the way the Rambam understands that this is defining His essence, that He always has to exist. It's a behavior of Hashem that will be His proof of His existence, that you'll see I am always with you. The Ramban brings another medrash which also understands this language of Hashem as a proof of His behavior, a beautiful medrash as well, that says, "I will be with you as you will be with me." That's in essence what he was saying. "Im poschem as yadei en v'osen tzedaka," if you, the Jewish people, will open up your hands and do tzedaka, then af ani poseach as yadi, I will also open up my hand. And this name of Hashem of "I will be as I will be" is really a teaching of that Hashem responds to us. And the way that we behave is in the way that He will behave, which also is in that same approach as Rashi's Medrash, that it's not defining the essence of Hashem, but one of His behaviors towards us in terms of how He is with us or how He behaves towards us. That's Rashi's approach based on the Medrash on this pasuk. The third approach is the Ramban's own approach, which I'm not going to profess any understanding of. It's Kabbalistic in nature. I'll just mention the idea that he says, which is that Moshe's question was, "Mashma, which attributes are you coming to redeem the Jewish people? The God of our fathers, the Kel Shakai attributes, or are you coming with some other name? Because this is a big deal, taking us out of Mitzrayim, giving us the Torah, that seems to be some other attribute bigger than the Kel Shakai, which is the only name we know right now." And Moshe's, Hashem's response is, "Ekia, Asher Ekia." I don't even have the words to explain it. Rabban has a whole lengthy Kabbalistic understanding that this is basically addressing Midas Adin, Midas Arachamim, that the dialogue that's taking place here is a dialogue, not like the Rambam's dialogue of the essence of Hashem's need to exist, not Rashi's understanding of the Medrash of the way that He behaves towards us, that the proof of His existence is the way that He behaves, but this is a dialogue over verses, different Midas, different attributes of Hashem, and which one is being used at this time to redeem the Jewish people. That discussion is way well beyond my understanding. But those are the three approaches as to what is this conversation taking place between Moshe and Hashem at this time when He introduces Himself to them at the burning bush.